join us now for a voyage into another dimension. A journey into a realm as infinite and limitless as time itself. Our destination, the farthest reaches of the imagination. WMUK Special Projects presents Future Tense.
Now we go forward in time to the days when war has been outlawed, and in its place, there is a system of carefully controlled, legalized murder. Our story, The Seventh Victim, by Robert Sheckley.
Yeah. Come in, Jerry.
Are you anxious, Stan?
Well, you know how it is when you're waiting for notification. It's been 2 weeks. The government's behind schedule as usual.
Well, that's the way it always is. You can relax. I picked up the mail just before I came in. Here's your notification.
That's it. That's it. Look, from the ECB.
You're not going to open it now, are you?
No, of course not. No one is supposed to know the victim's name except the hunter.
That's right. Have a good hunt, Stan. You know, you need a kill. You've been all keyed up.
Yeah, well, it's too bad you have to retire, Jerry.
Well, I got into the tens club. 10 hunts, that's not such a bad record.
10 hunts, of course not. 10 hunts, and then, of course, the victims in between. That's 20 kills. I sure hope my victim isn't anyone like you.
Now, don't worry about it. Hey, what number will this be?
My 7th.
Oh, lucky 7. Go to it. We'll get you into the tens club yet. By the way, I got a circular in the mail. Maybe you'd like to use it.
Victims, why take chances? Use an O'Donovan-accredited spotter. Let us locate your assigned killer. Pay after you get it. Well, thanks a lot, but I've got my own spotter. Here's the phone.
What's that?
Yeah, sounds like a shooting down the hall. I guess somebody got his victim.
Good for him, huh? Oh, it feels wonderful, Jerry. I feel alive again.
Hi, Mr. Freeline.
I'm going out on one, Ed.
Well, good luck, Mr. Freeline. I suppose you want me to stand by.
Yeah, that's right. I don't expect to be gone more than a week or two.
I'll probably get my notification of victim status within 3 months of the kill.
Well, I'll be standing by. Good hunting, Mr. Freeline.
You'll be sure to save time for me now, Ed. I'd hate to be caught as a victim without a first-class spotter on my side.
Now, don't you worry, Mr. Freeline. I'll be right there in your corner. I've got a couple of good ideas for an ambush I haven't tried yet.
Good, good. Well, I'll get back in touch with you right after the kill. So long.
Mr. Freeline?
What are you doing in my apartment?
Allow me. My card, Emanuel Gale, Emotional Catharsis Bureau. Oh, ECB.
What do you want from me?
Oh, just a standard spot check and reorientation. I see you got your notification.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't opened it yet. You mind?
No, go right ahead. Anything wrong, Mr. Freeline? I mean, everything's there. Photographs, address, description, data.
Yes, but it says Janet Marie. Janet Marie, I never killed a female.
Is this in order? Well, just a moment while I check my list. Yes, that's right. The girl registered with the board under her own free will. But the law says she has the same rights and privileges as a man.
Could you tell me how many kills she has?
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but the only information you're allowed is the victim's legal status and the descriptive data which you've received.
Could I draw another?
Well, you can refuse the hunt, of course. That's your legal right. But you will not be allowed another victim until you have served.
Oh, women. Always trying to horn in on men's games. Why can't they stay home? It just doesn't seem feminine. Look, Gail, you mind if I start packing?
Oh, no. Go right ahead. If you like, you can give me the historical checkout while you pack, and I'll just check it off here on my card.
Well, all right. Where do you want me to start?
Well, let's see. Question one, I guess. When was the Emotional Catharsis Board established?
The board was formed at the end of the Fourth World War, or the Sixth. It depends on if you count the New Argentina War.
Well, either count will do. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. Weapons increased in magnitude, efficiency, and exterminating power. Soldiers became accustomed to them, and it looked as if another war would be the war to end all wars. Would you hand me those shirts, please?
Oh, yes, of course.
So, this time the peace had to last for all time, but the government recognized the need for violence in a large percentage of mankind. They recognized the validity of competition, love of battle in the face of overwhelming odds, and these they felt were admirable traits. So their problem was to arrange a lasting peace that would stop the race from destroying itself without removing responsible traits. I'll just get a toothbrush in New York.
Very good. Oh, no, very good. All right, Mr. Freeline, now if you could run down the basic rules.
Well, anyone who wants to signs up with the ECB for 5 legal murders. Then, of course, he has to take his turn a few months later. If he survives, the Emotional Catharsis Board picks the victim's names at random. The hunter is allowed 6 months to make his kill.
Armament?
He's allowed to use the standard caliber pistol, and he can wear no armor. The victim is allowed to wear armor and is allowed to hire spotters.
Very good. Very good. Now, we don't have to go over the penalties for killing or wounding the wrong man. I'm sure you know all that. Oh, it's a beautiful system, isn't it? All the people who want to kill can. That's about 1/4 of the population. And those who don't want to don't have to. There aren't any big wars anymore. Just hundreds of thousands of small ones. All right, Mr. Freeline, you're checked out for orientation.
All the same, I don't exactly like the idea of killing a woman. But she did sign up, didn't she?
Yes, that's right.
Janet Patton of New York. Strange, isn't it, Mr. Gale? Each killing is a new excitement. It's something you just don't tire of. Let's see. I guess that's it. Now a note to the milkman, and that's about all. Well, I'll be getting along, Mr. Gale.
Good hunting, Mr. Freeline.
Where to, Chief?
The Carlton Hotel.
Carlton, you bet. Get into town.
Isn't that noticeable?
I've been picking up from the airport for maybe 10 years. I can spot an out-of-town killer by the way he carries his suitcase.
You wouldn't be working as a spotter, would you?
Oh, no. The cab bureau don't like it. This isn't your first kill, I can tell.
Yeah?
Guys in the first kill get too anxious. They want to drive right up to the victim's address, walk right into an ambush. I'd say maybe you had 5, 6, 7. Well, you haven't got too long to go before you get into the tennis club.
Ever been hunting?
I can't afford it.
Look, I'll tell you what. If you can just drive me around the Chelsea area, I'd just like to look at the streets.
So that's where your victim hangs out, huh? For sure, sure, I'd be glad. Hey, you know what you ought to do, Mac?
Yeah?
You ought to drop in at the hunting show at the Coliseum. They got everything. Bulletproof vests for victims, hats with bulletproof rounds. I've seen an ad for a Melvin straight shot, ECB approved. He carried a load of 12 shots with a deviation of 1,000 inch per 1,000 feet.
Oh, sounds like a fine gun.
Yeah, they got all kinds of trick things, you know. Chains with 4-shot magazines, 45 caliber flashlights, all kinds of things.
Those novelties are all right for the first time, but old-fashioned ways are the best.
Hey, look at that. Somebody got him.
Oh, I missed it.
Nothing to see now. In about 4 minutes, the guys from the Department of Sanitation will carry me across.
Yeah.
Well, this is the neighborhood, Chief. Want to give me the address?
No. Let's just drive around.
Okay. You're paying to meet it. What is it, Chief?
There. That sidewalk cafe.
Should I stop?
No. Just drive slowly. There she is.
sitting at the table.
Well, you mean your victim is a dame?
She's just sitting there. Is she crazy exposing herself in the open?
Boy, that's sure no way to stay healthy, not when you're a victim.
Drive around the block.
Yeah, okay.
That's younger than the picture. She looks sad. I wonder if she has been notified.
Why, she's gotta be notified, Chief. They can't send you your notice until her signed receipt gets back to the office. It's automatic.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't she even gonna try to defend herself?
Don't look like it. She's still there.
All I have to do is ride by in a cab and pump a bullet into her.
Okay, Chief. I'll go real slow. Now, you be sure to allow for the motion of the cooler.
No. Park across the street.
Cue.
Both her hands are on top of the table. An easy, stationary target. All I've got
to
do...
Hey, remember to roll down the window before you shoot that gun, huh?
Ah, that's too easy.
No, look, mister, hurry it up, will you? If a cop comes along, finds you shooting out of my cab, he'll give me a ticket for double park.
No, it's too easy. All my other six kills have been hard. My victims have tried every dodge. One of them hired a dozen spotters. I got them all. I dressed as a milkman.
Hey, that's pretty clever.
Nah, this wouldn't be a trophy. Put your flag up. I'm getting out.
Okay.
I'm going to go over to talk to her.
She's your victim.
I know. It's too easy this way. Hello.
What?
Look, if I'm being fresh, just tell me and I'll go. I'm an out-of-towner here on a convention, and I'd just like to talk to somebody. If you'd rather I didn't,
okay,
I'll...
I don't care.
May I sit down? My name is Stanton Freelife.
I'm Janet.
Janet what?
Janet Patton.
Nice to know you. Are you doing anything tonight, Janet?
I'm probably being killed tonight.
Oh. Are you a victim?
You guessed it. If I were you, I'd get out of the way. No sense getting hit by mistake.
Well, you're awfully calm about it. Don't you care? Haven't you got any spotters?
No. Mr. Feline, I'm a bad, bad girl.
Hmm?
Got the idea I'd like to commit a murder, so I signed for ECB. And I couldn't do it.
Oh, I am sorry.
But I'm still in, of course. Even if I didn't shoot, I still have to be a victim.
Well, why don't you hire some spotters?
I couldn't kill anyone. I just couldn't. I don't even have a gun.
Well, you've got a lot of courage coming out in the open this way.
What can I do? You can't hide from a hunter. Not a real one. I don't even have enough money to make a disappearance.
Well, since it's your own defense,
I've made up my mind about that. This whole thing is wrong. This whole system... When I had my victim in sight, I could see how easily I could... Well, I could have... Let's forget it. I'm glad you talked to me. At least it'll pass the time. It's been a lovely dinner. Just lovely.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. I usually stop at this little place when I'm in New York.
Do you come in often?
Oh, on business. I'm in clothing, you know. What do you do?
Oh, I'm an actress. Well, that's a laugh. I'm not really an actress. I'd like to be an actress, but none of the producers seem to see it that way.
How old are you?
I'm 25. I've only been in New York for a year.
You know, you're really being very foolish just sitting out in the open that way. Why, your hunter could just come along and pump a bullet into you.
I know. Somehow I feel safe with you.
Oh, say, Janet, would you like to go to the gladiatorials with me tonight? We've got about 20 minutes. We'd only miss the opening numbers.
I suppose so. Might as well, huh? Eat, drink, and be merry.
I'm a little disappointed.
Why?
I thought the New York gladiatorials would be something special. It's about the same as Cleveland.
Well, isn't there any difference?
Well, the duel of the dead, but otherwise it's the same in Cleveland as it is in New York.
You know, that's funny. I used to think those gladiatorials were very exciting. Now they just make me a little sick.
Well, you can get tired of the best of shows. You know, frankly, I think it was a mistake starting to televise the gladiatorials. Cut down on the box office, for one thing. And for another, it just isn't the same as being right there in the stadium, you know?
No, it isn't.
Well, do you want to stay for the second half? Let me see. They've got bullfighting, line of fighting, bow and arrow, and dueling on the high wire.
No, I've had about enough.
Shall I take you home?
Would you please? Sit down. I'll fix your drink.
Janet.
What?
You're crying, aren't you?
Oh, no. No, not really. It's just the thought that any minute from anywhere a bullet can come crashing into me. Makes me feel so soft and helpless.
You are soft. Oh, Janet.
You're leaving New York soon?
I suppose so. The convention is only lasting another day.
I'll be sorry to see you go. Send roses to my funeral?
Janet.
What?
Janet, I don't want you to be killed.
There's not anything you can do about it, is there?
Janet, I love you.
Oh, Stan.
Please. Please, darling.
But you can't love me. I'm a victim. I won't live long enough.
You won't be killed, Janet. Listen to me, Janet, darling. I'm your hunter.
Are you going to kill me?
Don't be ridiculous. Darling, I'm going to marry you.
Oh, Stan, my darling. All the waiting's been so frightening.
It's all over. It's all over. Think what a story it'll make for our kids.
Oh, darling.
How I came to murder you and left marrying you.
Oh, Stan. Kiss me. Oh, I think I'd better get a cigarette.
Let's start packing.
Oh, wait.
I want...
Wait. You haven't asked if I love you.
What?
You haven't even admired my cigarette lighter.
What are you talking
about?
It's
a lovely lighter, isn't it? With a small hole in the bottom. Just large enough for a .38 caliber bullet.
No.
I'm not being funny, darling.
Janet, I love you. I told you, I love you. What's the matter with you?
I don't love you, Stanton. I am a good actress, aren't I? Even though the producers don't think so.
You knew all along.
Yes, of course. Don't reach for that.
Janet.
Yes, darling. Well, now I can join the Tens Club.
WMUK's Special Projects has presented The Seventh Victim, a story by Robert Sheckley, adapted for radio by Ernest Kenoy. Our cast included Tom Small as Freeline, Peg Small as Janet, John Scott as Emmanuel Gale, Mark Spink as the cabbie, Dick Atwell as Ed, and Eric Grandstaff as Jared. Future Tense is produced and directed by L.A. Siegel. Next on Future Tense.
Al!
Here I am.
Come on back to the house.
What's the matter, Dad?
Then I'll shut up and run.
What is it?
The spider's busted loose. Bert Alstrom radioed in.
They coming here?
They're headed this way, the murdering devils.
Did they kill anybody?
Six patrolmen when they busted through the wires. All right, now get inside.
What are you going to do, Dad?
A wire a keg of Adamson A across the gate. Now, you get in there and get the guns out.
I got the rifles and shoved a full clip in each one. Then I slipped the primer fuse in the homemade grenades and led them out on the porch. Dad was running lead wires back to the detonator from a half keg of Adamson A he'd set across the gate.
There. That's it. Now, give me one of those rifles.
Will they be here soon?
Well, I can see the dust over the rise. Murdering spiders.
What'll they do?
I don't know. Now, make sure you get a good sight, Al. And don't waste any bullets.
There they are, Dad. Here they come.
If you are enjoying these Future Tense programs and would like to hear more drama on WMUK, please let us know. Address your comments as well as suggestions for future programs to Future Tense, WMUK, Western Michigan University, Kalamazoo, Michigan. The zip code is 49001. This is Gerard McLeod inviting you and your entire family to join us every Monday through Thursday at this same time for Future Tense. Be sure to listen.
WMUK, Kalamazoo. A teenager, high on hallucinogenics for the first time, wanders aimlessly, not knowing what to do. There's not too many places to go at 1 a.m, and this could turn out to be a bad experience. Fortunately, there is someone who cares, and this kid will get the help he needs at Griffin Place, a 24-hour-a-day crisis intervention center. Located at the corner of Wheaton and Westnich in an old fire station, Griffin Place provides services and guidance for the people in the drug subcultures of society. Griffin House was first opened in 1970 and has been operating continuously since then. When Griffin Place first opened, there was little organization and just provided a place for the kids to hang out. I talked with the director, Ann Powell.
Griffin Place was originally started by a group of young people here in town who felt that, you know, people didn't have any place to go to get together and talk with each other and just sort of do a little bit of helping with each other in an informal manner. They got together with some people in the city and found that this building was empty and the city would agree to rent it to them. And they opened up as a coffee house type atmosphere. They had large groups of people coming at that point and very little supervision. And it didn't work real well. It wasn't achieving what they wanted to achieve. So they closed down for a little bit and then reopened with a more structured program.
This time, Griffin Place was prepared to offer informal counseling groups and other self-help programs. One program led to another, and soon the people of Griffin Place found themselves in all types of situations.
A crisis line had started as just a phone line into the building that was used for business purposes and also, you know, like people calling up and saying, is Joe there? That sort of thing. But as word got around in the community that the people that were here had some experience with drugs and some knowledge about what to do in a mishap with drugs, people began calling with that type of concern. And as that became a more and more frequent event, it became obvious to the people working here that we had to have more than one phone line because we often had more than one caller.
And so Griffin Place evolved into an efficient organization prepared to deal with most of the problems of today's youth. Today they offer a number of services, some of them structured, others informal. The main program is the crisis services. These services are provided by volunteers who man the telephones, provide information, and refer people to other programs. In emergency situations, these volunteers provide the support and encouragement that is often needed. The counseling program stems from the crisis services. Many times, people who use the crisis services return at a later date for further counseling and help. There are 3 full-time staff members who provide the counseling services and are available 17 hours a day. The counseling program is prepared to handle individual ongoing counseling, group counseling, and crisis intervention. The Griffin Place counselors also work in the community, setting up student centers in high schools and distributing information. Griffin counselors also work to rehabilitate drug offenders.
Counseling staff now is working with the courts on a probation group for people who qualify for Section 47 of the Controlled Substances Act of 1971, which is a chance for people on their first charge of marijuana possession or use to be rehabilitated. And they part of that is they are on voluntary probation for 1 year. And part of their probation requirements is a course here. The aims of those groups are to train people in generating alternatives, evaluating outcomes, projecting long-term goals, that sort of thing.
The third facet of the Griffin Place program is the drug education and abuse program. This program is concerned mainly with drug users and the prevention of unpleasant effects from the use of drugs. Griffin Place provides overdose training to its volunteers for use in emergencies, drug analysis, and drug information. The drug user now has the opportunity to bring in samples of stimulants and have them anonymously checked for identification, quantity, and quality of the drug. Parents may also bring in drugs that they have found in their children's possession. Griffin Place still provides a place for kids to meet and hang out. There is a ping pong table and a semi-recreation room for anyone to use. And in some emergencies, occasionally, Griffin Place allows people to stay overnight. These services are offered to the community free of charge and on a non-discriminatory basis. To learn how Griffin Place is able to operate, listen at the same time Wednesday, following Future Tense. This is Jim Peter for WMUK Special Projects.